previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Yeah, but it's me.
Oi, Yibby.
Hi. It's so weird because, I mean, it's such a massive thing. 73 null.
Yeah.
Null people.
Yeah.
Null, nothing. Yeah. 73 people.
Yeah.
And then that happens.
They tried everything, the poor Welsh.
And then that happens.
And
then
he also scored the last try of the match.
I know. And then Russie sends on the whole bench. There was so much other stuff to talk about, but now we're talking about the eye gouge thing. And yeah, it's ugly. It's ugly. It's a red card for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think the penalty is going to be as harsh. Some people talk about years. Like, settle down. No. I don't think it's going to be that.
No.
It's going to be like maybe a couple of games or weeks or whatever the case may be.
Weeks or months.
Also, it seems to have come from an eye gouge on him.
That's right.
It doesn't justify it, but it's, weirdly enough, that's not in the news.
Yeah, I actually rewatched the match in the hopes that I could pick up. There's a picture that's doing the rounds. People have taken a screen grab of Alex Mann, who was eye gouged by Eben, eye gouging Eben before that incident, which was captured on camera. I didn't see the actual incident, and what I think happened was play moved away and then the scuffle sort of broke out. But it'll be interesting because if there is evidence, then both of those players should receive bans.
So just quickly, kom ons nou gou-gou so 'n bietjie van 'n steekproefie, a little poll. What do you think? How long should the ban be? 084-850-0942, 084-850-0942. As for the actual game, man, I love people's comments on social media. My two favorite comments on social media about the 73-0 drilling of Wales. The one lady said, this game could have been an email.
That's great.
And the other one was, they're lucky to get a null.
Yes.
Get in. 084-850-0942. Talking about the Eben Etzebeth eye gouge incident that happened in the rugby. We played the Welsh. We thrashed them 73-0. And then towards the end, Eben's thumb ended up in a Welsh guy's eye.
Yeah, I don't know why Alex Mann's eye had to attack Eben's thumb like that.
True. Really? Very true. Rude of it, actually.
So the question is, what kind of ban should he get? I mean, it's ugly. It's definitely deserving of a red card. How long should the ban be?
I'll say ban him for 6 months. Because the Springboks think they're above everybody.
Wow.
They are number one. They are a very good team and everything. But I think they need to come down to ground. But I also get ban him for 6 months.
That's harsh.
Yeah, for a guy who played 100 tests and first offence, yeah, it's ugly. But surely, after playing 100 tests, that's the first incident, well, serious incident. I think a month, four games, maybe.
Yeah. That sounds good.
He's in your eye, in your eye. Yeah, but.
Daai type incidente gebeur so vinnig nie. Geen mens kan dit voorkom nie. En ek dink dit is belaglik om met ding in slow motion te gaan wys en dan te bevestig dat 'n ou 'n geel of 'n rooi kaart moet kry vir 'n insident soos daai. Ek bedoel, yes, like man, daai is in the heat of the moment en dit gebeur in elk geval so vinnig. Ek glo nie enige iemand sal as prins sy vinger in 'n ou se oog gaan indruk nie.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, of course, just that look, that terrifying look on his face doesn't help him.
Yeah.
He does look like someone who's going to come and take your eye out.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, but I don't think it was his intention.
No, it wasn't. I mean, the guy mentions that he's played 141 test matches, even.
Wow.
141.
The most experienced Springbok in Springbok history since 1906.
Yeah.
So that makes it very difficult to try and justify. But I also do agree with what the last caller said. And if you've ever played rugby and you've had that moment of madness, that red mist come over you in retaliation or in reply or response to someone else, you almost can't stop yourself. So I do understand what he says. It doesn't mitigate, of course, that he did it.
The Welsh are going on like the guy is going to go to prison.
I know.
I mean,
I know
it hurts. 73-0 hurts.
Yeah.
No. Hurts a lot, but come on now.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah, and I think it was a lot of a conversation from the Welsh. You'll remember, I don't know if you do, in the British and Irish Lions tour of 2009, Skalk Berger, eye gouged. And I think he served an 8-week ban at the time.
Yeah.
But in the UK, oh my goodness, it absolutely exploded. It was all over the news. There was sorts of analysis happening.
Christ story.
Very, very big stories.
Isn't this just a diversion tactic, though, from the fact that we beat you 73-0? I'm not saying that he didn't gouge the guy's eye, but making the fuss out of the eye gouging and not going, but we also lost.
I think it does help.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's a distraction. I also think that first caller was possibly Welsh.
Also, we want to know more. We're not saying it justifies we want to know more about the other eye gouge.
Yes.
Yeah.
On Eben.
Yeah, I want to see.
Out of interest.
Yes.
Now we're talking about it. Baie dankie vir jou terugvoering. Ek het nog steeds gee op sosiale media.
Daai Eben move was a typical December move. Jy het net so voor die skool sluit, maak ek gou 'n bietjie en gaan ek op vakansie.
Because as it turns out, also well done, Sasha, for being the fly half that scored the most tries in Springbok history.
Unbelievable.
In such a short space
of
time.
Short space. His first try came this year.
How incredible is that?
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.